Hey, TJ.
Yeah, Kevin.
Do you want to make a movie about a village? And in this village, the farm is being menaced, and they go into the woods to find the perpetrator of the menacing. But it's just a really mean person. It's called the Babitch.
Attention shoppers. Today's 69 cent special is a 2-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Hell yes, I would. That sounds amazing.
Speaking of amazing, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Not.
Okay, then. Welcome to 69 Spent...
69 Spent Special. We spent that much on our training to do this.
I'm TJ Cole.
I'm Kevin Smith.
And,
and we're subhuman.
We're subhuman. And this is an interesting one. Mainly because I picked it up at Goodwill. Oh, go figure.
that's the gimmick of the show, yeah.
Wow. And usually what I do, if I find something interesting on the shelf, I don't do this all the time. Because if it's something like amazing looking, I just pick it up.
Sure.
But if
it's sometimes if you're on the fence.
Right, exactly. I'll look it up on like IMDb or something. This has no record on IMDb. I couldn't find any information on this. Like,
not even like, oh, it's subhuman, also known as.
I mean, granted, I didn't do on like a full digital forensics course on this thing, but no, like nothing on IMDb, like you said, like an alternate title or anything. Because usually if I search for the title, it will show me the movie.
Like like Boa.
Yes.
Which showed up as New Alcatraz.
Exactly. And it'll say like alternate title Boa. Or we've had a couple movies like that.
Flying Ryan, alternate title Citizen Kane.
Exactly.
Rose Healy's
and
Heel Bud.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
You aimed it at me.
You made me laugh.
Don't victim blame for your farts. You're the one that ate food.
That's true. I am the one with a digestive system.
How dare you?
How dare I have functional bacteria in my intestines?
The best part about all these fart jokes that affect me and only me is that they can't hear a single goddamn
one. It's out of the cardioid pattern of these microphones. That's one of the wonderful...
So I could just ignore it and no one will ever know.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
There we go. We're good.
Now if I ignore you, will anyone ever know?
That's the wonderful pattern, the wonderful world of cardioid condenser microphones, ladies and gents.
Ladies and gents, if you want a microphone, get one.
That's our advice. And so yeah, subhuman. I guess you said it's my read this time?
I believe it is.
All right, sweet. Well, I'll do it anyway. Well, first of all, let me read the features.
I really hate that you're reading it because the cover is now pointed at me.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If you hold it over your face, terrifying.
We'll put a picture in the show notes.
It's the screamiest we've had in a while.
It's a doozy.
Is this the scariest cover that we've ever had?
I think the most disturbing.
Yeah, it's spooky.
Except for like the Tai Chi video.
Well, we haven't done that one.
That's true. It's just got a disturbing cover.
Max Magician had a pretty disturbing cover.
That's true. It was like a Ren Faire threw up.
Mm-hmm.
So features, it's in widescreen, thank God. 5.1 digital surround sound.
Not gonna matter.
Behind the scenes, director's commentary, deleted scenes, interactive menu, scene selection.
Oh, thank God there's interactive menu.
It says Spanish subtitles, so I don't know if we're getting English subtitles.
Well, if we put on the Spanish subtitles, at least we'll not know what the fuck they're talking about.
Very true. There's a website at the bottom here.
Oh.
MTIvideo.com.
Okay. I'm on it.
Okay. So
they've lived among us for centuries.
A young couple is exposed to Martin, a potential madman who believes that humans are being harvested by parasites inhabiting human hosts. These large organisms, hungry and unrelenting, have a strong desire for human blood. Can they trust him? Can they afford not to? Unless Martin can convince the others of the truth, time will run out as the subhuman threat... will signal the extinction of one species and the rule of another. Either way, the countdown to extinction for one side has begun. That was a rather uneventful back blurb, in my opinion.
Does this website look familiar?
That does look familiar. Did we have another MTI video at some point?
Was... was it the, was Absolute Zero?
Was Absolute Zero?
This is giving me Absolute Zero vibes.
Let's, catalog. Ooh, there's a lot of them.
They have Billy Owens.
Transhuman. This looks very familiar. Hold on. Okay. Okay. Oh.
Okay. Oh, it just ends.
With riveting content. Oh, A Deadly Game.
Was that it?
Was that it?
No.
No.
It's definitely...
No. It wasn't that.
You know, it was...
Sorry. It had, like, the Hunger Games cover, so I was like, oh, that one.
It's definitely trying to rip off the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. If you go to... Oh, no. There's not that many.
This looks so familiar, though. This looks so familiar. Is that the porno?
What?
No, never mind. It's called Pirates.
This is very weird. Like, what?
This is gonna... This is gonna bug me.
There's not that many movies on
Billy Owens. Yeah, I don't recognize any of these titles as...
And yet...
Ones we've done.
And yet, right?
Yeah, and yet I'm getting, like... Hardcore, we've been here before vibes. That's called deja vu if you're a normal human.
I've been to this place before.
I've walked a lonely road.
We went to different places on that one.
Haunting at... sorry, this is bugging me.
Sorry, I need...
I know this is riveting podcast
I need
content.
Us to see The Ghost of Spoon River.
Oh, shit, dude. That sounds amazing. Any of you shoppers out there remember us talking about MTI Video in a previous episode?
Now, it's entirely possible that these guys just got the same web designer as a different video company.
Truth.
And the dude was just like, what if I just hit Control C, Control V?
Well, if I just slap all this down here, it's no big deal.
What if I just did that?
Subhuman's not even listed on this website.
No, it is not.
So that's a fun one.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, A Family Portrait is.
What year is this? 2005.
Okay, so if we went to chronological.
Release, yeah, because I'm looking at like 2000. And
okay.
Got nothing.
Yeah, so they only have Fortunes listed as the 2005 release.
Okay.
Hope you guys didn't hear my phone go off.
Yeah, Fortunes, 2005, you're right. What the fuck? Okay, this is getting, like, weird. Okay, so I'm going to look up...
Let's tell you shoppers what.
Excuse me?
Let's solve this mystery off mic.
Okay.
We'll remember that it's a mystery, and we'll solve it off mic, because this is not good television.
Yes, this is not good television.
Especially since we're on the radio.
Video killed the video star.
I thought I was the only one whose brain did that.
What?
Just replace the first word in video kill... Or the blank star in video killed the radio star.
No, I do that all the time.
Video killed the book star. The novelist star.
I couldn't even
star.
Find anything for Somnambulist Imagery Incorporated.
Here's what I'm thinking. Somnambulist made this movie.
Correct.
MTI distributed it.
Correct.
It did not do well.
So they erased history.
Somnambulist went under.
Okay.
And MTI was under no obligation to keep it up on their website.
That's honestly probably
and
the...
And it became a secret shame.
Oh, there's a... Oh, never mind. Okay, so as a side note...
It has an MPAA rating, though.
It does. And there's American World Pictures. There's a Dolby Digital logo. So it looks like an actual release. And especially because it has the MPAA.
Okay, rating. All right. Found Subhuman, something? 2004.
Oh my god, you found something.
Okay. I found its IMDb.
Oh my god.
Its alternate title is Shelf Life.
Oh my god.
What was the name on the man's name on the back?
For what role? Director? Mark Tuitt?
The main character's name.
Oh, Martin?
Okay, this is the same one.
Okay.
The plot summary on here is, Martin's job is to hunt and destroy human-like parasites who feast on mankind.
nice.
It's not written well.
No.
Awards, one win.
What did it win? Do we know what it won?
Best feature film at Cine Macabre.
Oh. I assume that was a horror movie festival.
The reviews are actually pretty good.
Okay.
And by reviews, I mean review.
Ah, the review is good?
Yeah. Well, the one that it's like putting up.
Okay. So this doesn't seem to have been seen by many.
Okay, hold on.
Uh-huh.
So it only has a few ratings.
Uh-huh.
Mostly good side of bad.
Okay.
One
good side of bad. You mean like entertaining, but maybe
yes.
Bad?
There's an 8 out of 10.
Wow.
It says, so underrated, it hurts.
Huh.
So maybe we found a classic.
You know what? That would be fun.
So what's likely happened then is they had the rights to distribute it under Subhuman.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
But then that license ran out or something.
They released it as a different title?
Well, no, they released it as Subhuman, and then they lost their license to distribute it at all.
Oh, and that's why it's on their website?
Yeah.
Got it.
That's okay. Probably what happened.
So what are you expecting?
Okay, so what I was expecting
uh-huh.
was probably, I don't want to say shot on shittio, because it came out in theaters.
Did it?
It has an MPAA rating.
Oh, so that means
it... You don't need that for straight to video.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because it's only for movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They could have gotten it just to have it.
Just to feel official.
But...
We're R-rated. Don't tell your parents.
It could exactly be that.
Well, there's no nudity.
I mean, this doesn't list, like, a release date to theaters.
Uh-huh.
Or anything. Well, it says release date April 2005, but it's Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Canadian.
Ooh. Okay. So I saw the box office budget.
Yeah.
And it's changing my estimations, my expectations a little bit.
In which direction?
Down.
As in this might be bad?
As in this is going to be hilariously bad.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to know the number?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it five figures?
How many digits is that?
Five.
It is above five figures.
Okay. Six figures.
It is in the six figures.
125,000.
It is above that.
Oh, okay. 250,000.
250,000 Canadian dollars.
Canadian dollars. That's what, like 30 bucks?
US? That's like 75 cents. In 2006.
Oh, shit.
Or 2004, sorry.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, so it probably got a limited American release.
Yes.
Probably film festivals.
Yes. Because MPAA is America.
Yes.
America.
Canada has their own.
It's like the Canada.
The CA.
The Canadian Ocean Association of America.
COA. But yeah, they have their own. It's got a maple leaf in the symbol. So that's how you know.
You know, a lot of other countries have better like design teams for their
government logos.
Yeah,
but you
gotta
admit the branding is on point.
For Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Canadian branding is...
America's branding is what, like school shootings and...
And fascism.
And meth.
And fascism.
Yeah.
Haha. 2020, everybody. That was last year.
Time travel!
Oh, no. They're peeking under the curtain.
Oh.
Pay no attention to the doofuses behind the curtain.
We're behind the curtain now.
What did you get for Christmas, TJ?
Don't feel me there. I got...
Nothing.
And?
Nothing. Just leave that in.
Okay.
Okay. So subhuman, what do I expect? I don't expect the thing on the front to be present.
No, I hope to God not.
I don't expect anything even like it.
It's like a... I don't like it.
I'm kind of expecting just this guy to be walking around and like doing his best.
Doing his best.
Well, doing his best like Evil Dead.
Okay.
Like I think he's going to be trying to do Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, like Ash.
And trying to do some ultra violence.
Yeah, because strong violence and gore is the first thing on their rating.
Yeah.
So there's going to be blood. There's going to be splatters.
I don't expect the blood to look good.
No, but there will be.
There will be blood.
It will look like red food coloring in chicken soup.
Ooh, why would you use chicken soup?
I don't know. You had it on hand.
It seems like it would be... like. I get that they're in Canada and not America, where you can just like go outside and hold your hand out and you get some corn syrup, but like...
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or corn syrup like is used to insulate houses.
I mean, if I turn on my water, I get corn syrup
mostly
for like
corn
4
syrup.
Seconds.
Yeah.
And then it turns into...
You have to let the corn syrup that is leached into the groundwater to pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then...
and then sand for a while.
Yep, and then just a block of lead...
Just a solid block, which is always weird because my like faucet doesn't have like just a hole there. It has the little filtery thing.
Right. But it still comes out solid. It's
just
really...
a solid, like it's like a poop.
It's a marvel of modern plumbing.
What do you expect?
I'm trying to think what I expect from the parasites.
See, that's the problem, right? Is your monster.
Like, in my head, like, for the hilariously bad, what I'm thinking is, like, those snakes that come out of the peanut cans as a joke, but with, like, a paper mache, like, mouth on it.
It's actually very likely that something very similar to that, like, some sort of tube.
And they, like, dipped it in goo.
Right, like a tube with goo and a face.
Yes. Yeah, because like I mean, that's what they're showing the pair. I mean, I shouldn't.
Let me hit you with something. They're probably just gonna do. They're zombies.
Oh yeah. Parasites inhabiting human hosts. Large organisms, hungry and unrelenting, have a strong desire for human blood. So they're gonna be like zombie vampires.
Zampires.
And then instead of their own mouth, the parasite comes out and chompies.
Does a chomp.
Yeah. Is there gonna be a blowjob scene? No, because
there's no sex.
Yeah.
The greatest disappointment of
there's
all.
There's no sex in your violence. Is that a Pearl Jam song?
I don't know.
There's no sex in your violence.
It sounds like it would be a Pearl Jam song.
No sex in your violence.
Yeah, and it sounds like it would be on the Street Fighter 2 animated movie soundtrack.
Oh, hell yeah. Never.
That is how I was introduced to Pearl Jam.
I don't think so. What song? Even Flow?
I actually don't know if it was actually Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I think it was that.
That's Pearl Jam. The pillow made of concrete.
I think it was that.
Yeah.
And I think it wasn't actually in Street Fighter 2. I think it was in an ad.
Oh, nice. Even Flow.
I think it was for Pearl Jam now that I think about it. I gotta watch that tape again. Mm-hmm. I gotta find that tape again.
Street Fighter?
Yeah. Street Fighter 2, the animated movie. I watched that a lot.
Animated movie shit, dude.
Yeah, they didn't make a Street Fighter 2 movie while you weren't looking.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, the sequel.
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Grandelle Bush return.
He's still my beating heart.
And those are the only two characters that return.
Yeah. Grandelle Bush returns.
As Balrog, baby.
Hell yeah.
Or, if you're in Japan, M. Bison.
Yep. Which makes way more sense.
Oh, yeah, because he's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. It'd be Mike Bison.
But they had to change it. Because, you know.
Yeah. It's not what I look like.
Well, so Mike Tyson didn't know the Balrog was him for a very long time.
Okay.
I think it was like a couple years ago that someone was like,
it's supposed to be you, you know.
You know Balrog's you. He was like, what the fuck? That's cool.
And it is rad.
He's cool with it now.
Right.
At the time, I don't think he would have known.
Yeah, that's true. This was pre-face
tattoo.
Especially
since his whole deal is that he cheats at boxing.
Yeah,
he headbutts you and bites your head.
I'm sorry, Mr. Holyfield.
Well, I meant Balrog, but yeah.
Well, Mike Tyson also.
I mean, also that.
Yeah.
And the rape. But, So, TJ, do you want to watch this movie?
Why do you think this person has the name Para Lee?
It's like, it's an evolution of Paris. The mushroom gets smaller, though. It's a little tiny one.
Para Lee.
It's a Para Lee.
Let's watch this one.
Is that the stupidest thing I could have said
there? I mean, no. But yes.
Subhuman!
Oh, that was a blast!
Blast from my ass.
There was some slow parts and some not.
Okay. I don't think this had as many slow parts as a lot of the films that we've seen.
Very true.
This was a roller coaster. I liked it a lot.
I think it was really fun. I still think this goes into like a bad movie night.
Sure.
Because especially during like the action scenes, like clearly tell things are dummies. Some of the very, very small bits of CG are pretty bad.
Oh, it's not good.
No. But it's entertaining as
it's
hell.
It's by no means a good movie.
And one of the things that I think gave it gave it a little bit of sorry, my vampire worm's coming up. that gave it a little bit of more of my attention during the slower parts was how batshit the main and protagonist's lines were.
Like, he was written like a 17-year-old is trying to write a Final Fantasy villain.
That's a good way to put it. But I think also this might be giving the writer way too much credit, but with the way that this guy talked,
that's how he talked.
You couldn't tell if he was actually crazy or not.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Actually something I wrong with his head.
There was a period early in the film where there was kind of a question, right?
Yeah.
You're just...
I'm damning it up.
That's going to cause problems.
Yeah, I'm going to unleash it.
No, it's going to back up. You're going to explode.
No, I'm letting it, you know...
Oh, it's going behind you.
Yeah.
He made a fart dam.
I'm redirecting the flow.
Put it in an ad for the fart dam bit.
Shit, dude.
So there's a part early on where...
I'm making a fart lake mead.
Like peed.
Oh,
we're adults. I was about to say we were funny, and that's not correct.
I mean, that's not for us to judge.
I mean, if we make each other laugh, I guess that's what matters. Not that our dozens of listeners.
We've got numbers, damn it.
There's a part early on where these vampires.
Yeah, we'll call them vampires because they're like humans that have a parasitic host that makes them want blood.
And not strictly speaking...
The human is the parasite's host, I'm sorry.
Yes. That's not strictly speaking what a vampire is.
No. I mean, there have been different takes on what...
Sure.
How vampires become...
Our vampires are different.
Yeah.
I'm
different.
These vampires just hit different.
They just hit different, bro.
By
the way, when they said R for drug use...
There's a lot more drug use.
I mean, I don't know if I'd consider Mike and Ike's drugs, but...
Well, yeah, it's alleged drugs.
Yeah.
So there's a part early on, if you'll let me finish my goddamn sentence.
Goddamn it.
Where these vampires
uh-huh.
are trying to convince... I don't remember her name.
I don't either. The girlfriend of
Girlfriend's,
the... Of the guy.
We don't know... Oh, I know his name. His name is Ben.
Ben, yes. Ben's girlfriend.
Because he has a name tag.
Oh, yeah, he had a name tag for his room service job.
Ben, he's trying to convince Ben's girlfriend that Martin, our protagonist,
mm-hmm.
our ostensible protagonist.
Our Van Helsing, if you will.
Yeah, that's a good one. You're trying to convince her that he's crazy. He escaped from a mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And... then we're like, okay, hold on. He might be, though.
Right, right.
Because his whole thing is that you won't be able to see what I'm trying to show you.
Yeah, it's all sorts of stuff where it's like, it's there, but there's no way for you to, like, you to believe
right.
what I'm saying.
And there's a shot where he's going to show her proof a little bit later than that. And he has it as he's leaving a bathroom. And then we see the shot of him coming out and there's nothing in his hand.
I wonder if that was just botched CG.
It's probably botched CG is the problem.
But it adds to the actual...
But he has a prop when we see it later.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. What the fuck?
So I'm like, hold on. Okay.
I want to hear the director commentary on that.
I would love to rewatch this with the director commentary.
Right.
And if he gets to that part, he's like, oh, fuck, we forgot to put the goddamn...
Yeah, he realizes it then.
Ah, shit. It's already printed? Oh, fuck.
Wait, this is the DVD? Shit.
Shit. We can't fix it? Oh, shit. Fuck.
What do we have left in the budget?
You went to theater? Singular?
Fuck. I actually saw, speaking of like botches in theaters,
mm-hmm.
When I saw the original SpongeBob the movie in theaters,
yeah,
I think we had the wrong cut because there were several scenes that looked like storyboards.
Really?
Yeah, they were like just paper and sketches, but they were animated still. So it was like in between storyboard and final cut.
Okay, so they just hadn't like...
They hadn't like colored it. They hadn't cleaned it up.
That's really weird because wasn't it digitally animated?
I'd imagine so.
Because they wouldn't have, like, pencil cells.
Yeah. So they might have been, like, in, like, second stage storyboards.
Yeah.
But it was clearly, like...
They were moving and they were lip-synced and everything?
They weren't, like, lip-synced as much as the actual scenes.
Right.
But they were... And they weren't at the same frame rate as the rest of the movie. Okay. But they were still, like, animated more so than just, like, here's a frame representing what we want to see in this scene. Here's a single okay. frame.
Well, there's a couple...
It's like an animatic, I guess you could call it.
I would call it that.
Yeah.
You see a lot of those on YouTube.
Yes.
But like special features on like Disney movies around
I remember seeing like
the 2005 era.
Seeing like Star Wars animatics on like the special features on the DVDs.
There was the Finding Nemo DVD had animatics for a lot of scenes.
Yeah.
Or a few anyway.
Which that is like the in between of storyboards.
Yeah, yeah. They're getting timing down.
Yeah, they're getting timing down. They're getting like movement down, like the general broad stroke.
Which helps.
It does, absolutely.
Especially with animation.
But it was like, it was weird because like the first half of the movie was totally fine. And then after a certain part, it felt like certain scenes were good. And it wasn't like a lot of them, but it was just like, hey, suddenly it's just like we're watching, like it was there for a scene.
So they sent you like an early cut.
In the theater, yeah.
So they probably sent you, like, a screener?
We might have saw, like, accidentally the screener version, like, the one, like, for pre-release
people. Well, it would only be used internally.
Yeah. Well, this was, like, my family bought a ticket.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was...
That's an interesting fuck-up.
It was weird.
On the part of Paramount Pictures.
I don't think many people noticed.
How would they not notice?
They noticed and just glossed
thought it was
over
a weird part of the movie?
Yeah, because... Thought it was just like a weird
design
visual
choice.
Quirk. Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past the movie is the thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm not... It didn't ruin anything at all. We still got all the content of the movie.
Hot take?
Yeah.
Not that good of a movie.
It wasn't. Compared to the show previous to the movie...
Yeah, even though it still had the same writing staff as the
A little more cringy.
But like... SpongeBob is not a character or premise that you want to stretch out to an hour and a half...
It doesn't work in that amount of time.
In my opinion.
No, I agree. Like,
11 minutes.
This was what, like a decade ago?
Yeah.
So I was what, 60?
I was 48,000.
Okay.
So I'm 48,010 now.
There you go. And, yeah, at the time, like, this happens with a lot of movies with me, because I try, when I'm going to a movie, just to be like, I don't care. Like, if something, if I enjoy what I'm watching, I'm going to react positively to it. And it's one of the few times where I can sort of set aside, like, my analysis brain. Even though I tend not to like sitting in a theater for, like, 3 hours, I do enjoy the popcorn, though. And so, with things like SpongeBob or other movies that I end up realizing I didn't actually like, usually when I'm watching them, I'm like, I enjoyed that, but it's not as strong. Like, there are certain movies where I'm like, that was freaking awesome. Like, right. I get out and I'm like, that was super fun and I enjoyed every minute of it. And then there are some where like, yeah, I liked it. And then like, I think about it over the next few days. I'm like, no, I think I just liked big flashy pictures in front of my face. Mm-hmm. And the more I think about it, the less I like it, sort of stuff.
There's something to be said about that though.
Yeah.
Like sometimes what you need is big flashy pictures in front of
you. Yeah. Like I saw 300 in theaters.
Oh God, I can't watch 300
anymore. That was like an ab festival.
Maggie Mae Fish has a really great video essay series.
Oh, I need to see that. She's good.
She has a good video essay series on Zack Snyder.
Ooh, okay. I need to see that.
It's three videos. They're all very good.
Does she talk about Justice League, I assume? Or the DC movies?
All of them, I think.
Wow.
I think she goes over every single movie he does, except for... No, she does go over Guardians of Ga'Hoole. Did you know the Owl movie was Zack Snyder?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The Guardians of Ga'Hoole, the movie with the owls.
And I haven't even heard of that movie.
Remember that one time we were in Millennium Fandom and there was that Owl movie where they had armor?
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's that.
That's Zack Snyder?
That's a Zack Snyder film.
Wow.
He directed it.
Didn't even see all of it, but that didn't feel like one. Interesting.
Well, I mean, it's animated.
Yeah.
And it's about owls.
I mean, most of his films are like 99% animated, but
none of them are about owls.
That's true.
Most of them are about people.
People in sometimes humanoid
caricatures.
Form. I am a humanoid.
Oh God. Speaking of humanoids, subhuman. Okay. Did we even want to run down the plot? There's not a whole lot of plot.
There's not a whole lot. It's more like a string of action scenes with a tiny bit of plot interspersed.
The general plot is that there are, you kind of explained it earlier, there are parasites that make people basically into vampires.
Yeah, they have like a worm thing that comes out of their
mouth.
You were
right, by the way. You called it with the, they have a little
in-mouth.
Oh, it goes
like, bleh.
That
yeah.
goes out.
And it's either bad CG or a bad goopy prop.
We never see the goopy prop in someone's mouth.
We never get it close enough. No, you're right.
We only get CG from that.
Yes.
And it's terrible.
It's
I did not have bad CG on the bingo card. I got to say, I should have.
Yeah.
Because, you tell me $250,000. I'm like, oh, there's no way they got CG.
Right, exactly.
It feels like, oh, it's going to be practical and it's all going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
In 2004. Like, they did. By the way, SpongeBob SquarePants movie came out the same year.
Really?
2004.
My God, that's 16 years ago.
Yeah.
Whoo, Nelly.
Well, 17 now.
Whoo.
When this episode comes out.
I was 14?
That means I was 13?
Oh my God,
that's
wow.
how time works? Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
SpongeBob's been around a long time.
SpongeBob has been around for a while. I mean, he came out in the 90s.
Yes.
And good for him, you know? It was a hard time for that.
didn't they basically confirm he's gay?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I think we're in the realm of headcanon now.
He's a sponge. I don't care.
Yeah.
He reproduces by budding. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Who cares who he loves?
Yeah,
let him love whoever the fuck he wants.
Love who you want, Bob.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Rest in peace, Steven Hillenburg.
Yeah. He died?
He did.
Oh, no.
A couple of years ago, I think.
Oh, no. I think I knew that.
Yeah, it was pretty tragic. Oh. There was a petition at the time to have...
that was when they wanted to do Sweet Victory
at the
Super Bowl.
Bowl. Yeah.
Didn't they do that?
I don't think so.
I thought they did.
Or they did it as a commercial and cut it off. It was something that made people mad.
I think they ran it a little bit as a commercial.
Yeah.
Like, they did it as a commercial for Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's like, we wanted it just as a tribute to Steven Hillenburg.
Just run it at the Super... Come on.
I know.
Who's going to be playing at the Super Bowl? Madonna or whatever? Fuck that.
Gross.
Ew.
Probably Maroon 5.
Because it's always Maroon 5.
Which is just short of being a war crime.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Maroon 5 is the most disappointed I've ever been in a band.
Are you talking about their catalog growth?
Their sudden decline.
Oh, yeah.
Their first album, maybe couple of albums, they were good.
Yeah, they were sort of like...
I liked it a
poppy,
lot. They were moody.
Poppy, almost like a... I don't want to say reggae.
That Sunday morning song? Ooh, baby.
I don't know that one.
Sunday morning, rain is falling.
I
oh, it's very good.
I
She Will Be Loved? Oh.
Oh, that's... You know, I'll appreciate that song.
Oh.
I
was into
it. Yeah, because Maroon 5...
Then again, to put this in perspective, I also liked Hoobastank at the time. So like,
but you found a reason
to be
to
change who I used to be.
Yeah, a reason to start over new, and that reason is Maroon 5 really sucks now.
Exactly. It was sudden.
Well, because Maroon 5, I remember a friend of mine had one of their CDs when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, it was around then.
So I was like 12?
Yeah. When I was like 12, 13.
Yeah, they've been around a while. Yeah, they fell off a cliff.
but I mean, you know, they still got a career.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of really good bands die out after half a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, there's sellouts and their soul got sucked out by some sort of evil worm like in Subhuman, the movie that we watched.
Yeah, and I think the tattoos that what was his name? Levine?
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine got, I think, are to avoid his soul coming back in.
Oh, like in that movie that we saw, The Devil's Tattoo.
Yes.
Otherwise like, known as Ghost Rig.
It's not to like trap the soul in his body. It's the soul left and he's like, I don't want it back.
Or maybe it is to keep it trapped in there. He tricked a demon.
Oh, no, he trapped his soul inside and so it can't come out in his music anymore.
He tricked a demon.
A songwriting demon?
Into his body. And he was like, write me music that will make me money. Are you sure you don't want good music? No, I want the money. We're going to get calls from Adam Levine's lawyer and then be like, how did you know?
Yeah. They know too much. They know too much.
Local podcast was found dead.
Local podcast used to be called, we swear it used to, it gets into this, like this Mandela effect. We swear it used to be called 69 Cent Special. Now all we can find is Maroon 5 Special.
It's just Adam Levine.
Yeah.
He stole our podcast.
Watching bad movies. He somehow did both of our voices.
No, he's just talking to himself. It's just him. And then he runs over to the other microphone to respond.
Half of the audio of the podcast is the sound of like microphones moving.
You know, he does really good audio editing. So he even like, he even does like laughter on one end
to a
joke he hasn't told yet.
Nice.
So he can like mix it.
Or he's like preternaturally smart about what he's going to respond to something with. So he does one audio track for one person the whole time and then goes back and records as the second person.
I mean, you could just write that.
You know what? But we don't write this shit. This is raw.
Can you
just like the special effects in Subhuman,
the movie that we watched? Yes. Can I ask you a quick question before we get back to the Subhuman, the movie that we watched?
Yes.
Which is also known as.
Fuck! You told me.
I did.
I don't remember.
Shelf Life.
Shelf Life.
Which now makes sense.
Now makes sense.
Okay, but if you throw your voice,
mm-hmm.
does a microphone over there pick it up?
No.
Right, it would be the microphone in front of you, right?
Mm-hmm. You just make it sound like it's coming from the other microphone. But if I panned like me hard left and you hard right, and you threw your voice, it would still be on the right channel.
Okay.
You would just make it sound like...
It's just farther away.
Yeah, it sounds like you're further away. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's all that is, right?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
Or you like rip out your own larynx and...
Well, yeah, just like the worm things in the movie Subhuman that we watched.
That we watched, yes. so, Martin.
Martin, not Scorsese, not Lawrence.
Just Martin.
Just Martin. We don't get a last name.
But basically, yeah, it's just action scenes connected with a plot.
Of basically, he's at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to...
I really enjoyed the bar scenes.
The bar scenes were really great. And that's where we get a lot of the philosophical sort of Matrix-y dialogue.
Yeah, borderline...
I think they saw The Matrix and they're like, ooh.
When did The Matrix come out? I'll look that
1999.
Oh, okay.
I remember that clearly.
Damn. When did Star Wars Episode 1 come out?
1999.
I don't know why I always think 1996.
Because you're trying to equate it with Super Mario 64, which also came out in
1996. Oh. Well, ask me some more dates. 96 or 97, that my brain is like, that's 97 is when Star Wars Episode 1 came out.
Ask me some more dates. I'm feeling good.
The year the first Gundam model came out?
1983.
Very close, 1980.
Oh, baby!
Yeah.
Because it wasn't 79
was 79 was Gundam, the show.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have come out in 79.
Also because the first toy line they tried to do with Gundam was a flop, and that was action figures.
Yeah.
And then
they do some action figures over here.
They still do action figures, but they're not as popular as the model kits.
Sure, but I mean, you know.
But I thought, like, hearing about the history of Gundam models, I thought it was a brilliant move, because what they realized was Gundam, like, in Japan, in terms of animation and robots, mm-hmm. Super Robot was the big thing. So the robot itself was a character.
Right.
And huge, like... I can't think of any examples because I don't know any. Like if Astro Boy were 30,000 feet tall.
Getter Robo.
Getter Robo. The other big ones. The one, like the black and red ones, the spikes. I don't remember the name.
I believe that's Gigantor.
Maybe.
No.
There's one that can like rip out his mechanical heart.
I forget what that one is.
Yeah. But so that was the trend at the time. And with Gundam, they're like, we want to do something more down to earth, quote unquote. So they're like,
more really.
Yeah, the robots are just war machines. They're like big tanks. And so Gundam is more of a war story.
Sure.
And so after the action figures weren't selling as well as they thought, because the show was made to sell toys. It's by Sunrise and Bandai.
Yeah.
And they realized with military-based things, model kits sell really well. So they wanted to go after the military model market. So they're like, let's make Gundam models. And they went...
Because they're essentially tanks with legs.
Yeah, so they're like...
Or well, in the case of the one with treads, it's...
Just, it's a tank with a weird with body.
And in the case of Ball, it's Ball.
It's Ball, exactly. Or in the case of Big Zam, it's...
Leg.
Goofy.
What if legs?
Yeah, what if legs on UFO?
Can I tell you, Ball is my favorite mobile
Ball
suit.
Ball is fucking great. I got a model kit of Ball in my garage.
It must be really easy to make. You just go...
Yeah, I mean, there's like the high-grade Ball, which is like... done. You get two in a box. I have the master grade one.
You get two balls?
You get two balls. Corner pocket.
Do you think they make a Christmas ornament? Not the...
Oh!
Of Ball? They got to, right?
They gotta.
If they don't, Bandai.
Bandai, get on that. You're only one of the largest toy manufacturers in the fucking world.
One time you owned Power Rangers. Do you remember that?
Is it back in Saban's hand?
Well, I mean, they had the toy rights. I don't know if they still do.
I think Hasbro has those.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasbro?
Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Oh, Hasbro.
Subhuman the movie.
Yep. But yeah, it's a bunch of action scenes basically where like Martin Guy meets
at the beginning.
Dan, what's his name?
Ben.
Ben.
At the beginning he's talking to a guy, his name is Socrates.
We find out his name is Socrates.
In the credits.
Yes. An old man in plaid.
He never changes out of that.
Nope. And he's always at the bar.
And he kind of looks like a sadder Mick Foley.
Yes. Good. I like it.
Thank you. I made a wrestling joke. Is everyone proud?
Wrestling.
Is everyone proud of me? I made a joke.
Wrestling.
And you're drinking. And we see two ladies that we find out are vampires. They lead a Thai man.
Yeah, well, the Thai man is there already getting shwasted. And
he hits on them, and then they take him into the bathroom. He does coke off of one of their titties,
which is hilarious.
That's it. It killed me for a minute, uh-huh. A full minute, because I'm like, that is the stupidest way to get across the debauchery.
Yeah, they're gonna really randy each other.
Fucking gonna do blow off of a girl's titties. I'm like, okay.
Motor bloat.
Right?
Yeah.
He even makes a big deal out of it. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, he's gone.
I know he's gone. And I know he's supposed to be reprehensible. I'm not supposed to like him.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be a little sympathetic to him.
I mean, because I know he's about to get et by vampires.
Right.
Like, absolutely.
So yeah, they have their fun drugs in the bathroom stall.
Then they take him out back and they're going to eat him.
Yes.
Well,
they give him like...
Heroin?
Some sort of injected drug.
There's a lot of heroin use
right
in this
film.
The
freaking
neck. Content warning for this film. If you don't like needles,
ooh, yeah,
don't watch it.
I'm not a fan of needles, probably from the fact that when I was young, I had a lot of blood tests. I still can't see myself get stuck. Not because like I'll pass out or anything. It just skeeves me.
It tenses you up and then it makes it harder for everything.
Yeah, it's not good, so I have to look away.
Yeah.
But with this one, like later in the movie, there's a scene where Martin like shoots up because there's a whole thing with him where he takes like this huge cocktail of drugs and
stuff.
He takes
an ass load of drugs.
Most of them are Mike and Ike's and Good and Plenty's.
Uh-huh.
And, tons of them.
Not now and later's. I called them now and later's at one point, They are not Now and Laters. Now and Laters are square.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
They're like shitty Starburst.
Got it.
I think.
And then, but one of the times he like shoots up in his arm, you know, the huge, and he passes out, and like the scene where someone else finds him and like picks him up,
okay,
they like taped the fake needle to his arm, yeah. And I was like, ah!
Yeah, no, yeah, he hated it.
I did not like it. And there's a scene at the very end.
Oh, yeah, where he jams himself in the eye with it.
God, if you're gonna inject yourself with a lethal dose of something, don't do it through the eye, dude.
Pick a vein.
Yeah, the neck, leg, arm, usually the arm.
Neck, back, pussy crack.
No, boob crack in this one.
Cut that part. cut that. Cut me saying the P word.
Oh,
put in, skip it.
Skip it.
Yeah.
Or just a meow.
Or a baby tumble surprise. I know a lot of old commercials.
A little Einstein.
Baby tumble surprise is a baby.
Does somersaults?
It does somersaults.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
By having a really heavy head. Which, yeah, okay.
I mean, points for realism.
If you're gonna make a baby doll whose entire purpose is to do somersaults, that's how you would do it.
Yeah, that's very true.
But it feels clunk.
But so I guess instead of talking about the movie in terms of plot, we can talk about the movie in terms of characters that have tiny arcs.
Yeah.
So
everybody's got a tiny arc.
Yeah, like Ben is very timid.
Very Canadian. He's the most Canadian person I've heard in a long time.
Ooh, Nelly.
Since the final sacrifice.
His girlfriend's also fairly like skeptical of
she's Martin kinda here. Like as well she should be.
100%. Completely justified.
We meet them when Martin finishes killing one of the vampire women.
Yeah, that we were talking about who were about luring to, the drunk businessman.
They were about to eat Thai man.
Yes. Not T H A I, T I E.
Or TAI from Digimon. They weren't about to eat him. Don't
play
worry.
The Digimon card game now.
Apparently they got a new...
There's a new one, yeah.
Is it a whole new game or is it...
It's a whole new game. It's actually closest to Duel Masters.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you got shields, but everything is a shield trigger.
Okay.
Because
the original Digimon card game in Japan
mm-hmm.
Had this rock, paper, scissors thing going on.
Yep.
That the American one kind of did.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
In Japan, if you used your C value, it would reduce an A value to zero.
Yeah, it was like the alternate. Yeah.
I don't know if that was just if you hit the weakness was zero or something. But also in that game, you're counting down in terms of life. Like you started a number and you're reducing them to zero.
Uh-huh.
In the American one, you're starting at zero and you're counting up. And so when they translated a card over and it would heal you, it now scores.
Weird.
Which made them very, very strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be like if you took, and I realize we're talking about card games.
Go figure.
If you took, say, a card in Magic that gains you life and turned it into Burn...
Yeah.
That's a better card.
That's a... Yes. Yes. Aggressively.
Like...
But from what I know about the new Digimon game, I don't know much about the details other than you have shields sort of like Duel Masters.
And I know Aaron Hansen likes it.
Yes. The cards look very good.
Okay.
Very pretty.
Because you... I don't know if you know this about me.
Uh-huh.
I fucking love Digimon.
Okay.
I goddamn adore that fucking property. I always have.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I like the show a lot more than Pokemon, but mm-hmm. it's objectively a better show than Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Fight me. you won't, because you know I'm right.
Haha.
The games suck.
Yeah.
Almost universe. Like I
Except
know
for I've heard
the Cyber Sleuth,
yeah.
But listen, if you call it Cyber Sleuth, I'm not going to play it.
Yeah. Like, sounds like a Homestuck thing.
I did read a lot of Homestuck. don't get me wrong. It's up my alley, but I'm not going to play it.
Right.
Because it's a Digimon game called Cyber Sleuth.
It also seems like a very long RPG.
It seems like an edutainment game. That's what it seems like.
Super Solver.
Cyber Sleuth.
Ugh. Gizmos and Gadgets. That was my jam, dude.
Math Blaster.
Oh.
Fourth grade.
Yeah. Jumpstart, third grade.
Reader Rabbit.
Ugh.
I had Reader Rabbit. That was mine.
I had a few of the Jumpstart games. I like Jumpstart first grade because there's Pogs in it, and you could actually play Pogs.
Yeah, because
you like collect Pogs by playing the like mini games.
Were they licensed?
No. It was just like slammy discs.
Oh, dude, they knocked off Pogs.
Yeah, but then you could go and play Pogs against the little snot-nosed brats in the playground.
Dude, they had a collectible minigame in that?
Yeah, it was cool. And like some of the minigames were like, oh, you have to make the correct change for the vending machine.
I would have liked that a lot more than anything I had on my computer as a kid.
Yeah, and then Jumpstart Third Grade, I think, was the one where you were a robot in a lab trying to find the rest of the robots that got sent through time. Like, you were like a helper bot in this lab, and a bunch of them got sent to different parts of the timeline. And so they were like, oh, like, here's a puzzle for chemistry, and here's a puzzle for math, and all these different rooms in this giant laboratory.
Do you want to know the setup for Reader Rabbit?
Yeah.
You're on a farm, and you do reading with Reader Rabbit, because he's a rabbit. There's no goal.
It's brilliant.
It's just mini game collection.
That's like Berenstain Bears, Learning at Home, Volume 2.
Speaking of learning at home, Subhuman.
Subhuman, we're learning about weird vampires.
Okay, Martin.
Yes.
Kills one of the lady vampires.
Uh-huh. Then gets hit by a car.
Gets hit by a car driven by Ben and his girlfriend.
Yes.
That was very confusing to us because it seemed like it just skipped a scene.
Yes.
It feels like it skips a scene a lot in this movie.
Yeah, the editing's a little sus. Pecked.
Now, I know what you meant.
Or Picious, your choice.
There's a part of my brain that really hates Among Us.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if it's just a hipster part of my brain, which is all of my brain.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the way that... because I've played Among Us. I enjoy it.
I think it's that it's a lying game and I'm bad at it.
That could definitely be it. I know several others that do not like the game for that reason.
Like, I'm bad at Werewolf. I'm bad at Mafia.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't like it. That's completely fine.
I don't like deducing which of my friends is lying. I'm trying to find another one on your shelf.
Oh,
I think you got rid of them.
Oh, kind of Sheriff from Nottingham a little bit. But
I was good at that one.
But that game doesn't punish you for not lying.
Right. And otherwise, it's just a bluffing game, which
it's
I'm
a,
okay
Yeah, it's
at.
More of a bluffing game. That's a good way to put it.
A lying game where the whole thing is to lie.
I don't have many of those games because I'm not a huge fan of them either.
Yeah.
Among Us is okay. There are certain ways of playing it that I really like.
It's goofy enough?
Yes.
That I think I could overlook a lot of it.
I think one of the things that I didn't realize before I actually played it is how short those games can be. Like, because I was expecting the games to be fairly long.
You have to wait until you either get everyone killed or you find the two men.
Right, but I think the longest game I had was maybe 8 minutes.
Okay, that's pretty short.
Like, and it also depends on your player count, of course.
Sure.
But it was a lot shorter than
Among
I thought.
Among Us, in stores now. I think it won the best multiplayer experience at the Video Game Awards.
Oh. Where they announced Hot Bod McLongsword for Smash.
For Smush. This is old news.
Yeah, this was months ago.
A month ago. Anyway.
Sorry, my vampire worm was coming up.
Subhuman. So he gets hit by Ben and... I'm going to call her Diana.
Okay.
I want to call her that.
Go for it.
Diane. This is a little ditty about Ben and Diane.
just a couple in. Canada.
They want to take him to the hospital. He says no. And they're like, okay, well, we'll just take you to our place then. And I'm like...
He's the friendliest goddamn people on the planet.
He's wearing a beanie. You don't take him to your home.
He's wearing a beanie.
Are you mad?
Beanie.
What if he's bald under there? And he was.
Oh, my God.
He was bald. I didn't peek. Ha ha. I did it.
Kept it under the zero.
Yeah. And from there, it's just him trying to convince them that they're vampires. Them not believing.
Them steadily realizing.
He needs them to get him drugs at one point. They do. There's skepticism inherent there.
The dude, like, because he sends Ben to, like, a dealer.
A dealer
and he
named
sends,
Stick.
Sends, yeah, and he sends Diana to, like, a pharmacy.
Yeah, to get his legal drugs.
Yeah, and at the pharmacy, she meets a guy who says, like,
who looks like old Matt Mercer.
Old Matt Mercer with short hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
we should mention every vampire has a bad wig.
Yes, because whenever they die by getting their head cut off.
Right.
And since they have really bad, like, stupid plastic heads.
Yeah.
They have to have stupid wigs. And so they made the actors have those same haircuts.
Which is just
brilliant.
I love it because it also, like, you can now, like, kind of go in the background and be like, hold on, that guy's a vampire.
He's got a bad haircut.
He's got a shitty haircut. Yeah. That's Ben Shapiro and a bad haircut. I know a vampire when I see one.
That's halfway between Ben Shapiro and Onision.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, he's like a
Cthulhoid nightmare.
Yeah, that's an elder being. Yeah, so essentially it's that.
And then it's just vampire murder.
Well, there's like a bit of a thing at the end where... I'm skipping to the end, fuck it. Where Ben...
We've jumped around.
Like, they have a vampire, and they bring her back to the house. She's taped up and tied up.
Yeah.
And Martin has to go somewhere. And
he just goes back to the bar and then back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, because he finds a couple more to kill while he's out there.
Yeah, so he goes there. And then while this girl vampire is there, Ben's always like, can we just talk to him? Because he doesn't like violence.
And also, he's Canadian, so...
Yeah, yeah. And so he unties her and pulls the tape off her mouth. And then she
sees...
Goes to the bathroom.
This
sees
bathtub full of dead vampires.
Chopped up dead vampires.
That happened earlier.
And then the...
Spoilers.
Diana comes in,
mm-hmm,
and pins her to the wall and bites her with her...
vampire parasite. Bites Diana.
Yeah. And then Ben comes in and chops off the vampire's head.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, oh shit,
my lady's dying,
my girlfriend is going to die. And Martin's like, look, she's gonna turn, you have to kill her. And
then he leaves
and then Ben off screen kills her.
Mm-hmm. He's visibly shaken.
This kind of cool scene where Martin goes into the bedroom where Ben killed her.
Uh-huh.
And sees her decapitated body with the head somewhere.
Yeah.
And he sheds a tear, which is like the first time you see that.
Well, because you know,
he had
they
a connection
kinda,
with these.
They were kind of closer.
Yeah, he had a connection with these folks. And then he goes back out into the family room where Ben is just like sitting in a chair.
And then he kind of recruits him into his weird church.
He passes the torch?
Church vampire murder?
I didn't get that whole part.
Okay, here's what I gathered.
Yeah. Star Wars the Third gathers.
Okay.
It's a...
I did a lot of facial acting for something that they're never going to see.
It's a brief thing. It's a... the entirety of Star Wars Episode 3,
uh-huh,
translated to Chinese, and then back into English, and redubbed with the poor translations.
Nice.
It's pretty funny.
That would be pretty funny.
Surprisingly still on YouTube.
Nice.
The whole movie.
Well, it doesn't replace the actual...
It replaces all of the actual dialogue.
No, but I mean, in terms of fair use, it does not...
Oh, it is transformative.
And it does not replace the actual experience of watching the film.
Correct, because it's very different.
You don't lose... You're not losing business for
no.
Episode 3.
No. It is hilarious, though. Although it made me realize that Star Wars Episode 3 is 2.5 hours long.
It is.
Holy fuck.
It's a very long movie.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. Kids, do something else with your 2.5 hours.
I don't know. Play guitar.
Learn how to play Mahjong.
Hey, or learn how to play chess.
Or cheese.
Or eat some cheese. Don't do it for the whole 2.5 hours. You might
you
explode.
Will die.
Yeah, you might explode.
Even if you're... one of the very small subset of people that can eat unlimited amounts of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mainly incredibly white people, like myself.
We're both fairly pale.
Yes.
Very
European.
I'm getting to the point, I can't have milk anymore.
Oh, yeah?
I can have cheese, can't have milk.
Interesting.
Milk makes me very farty.
Hmm.
I've swapped to soy milk.
Ah.
That's right, kids. I'm a soy boy.
That's my favorite League of Legends player. But
I don't know what that.
No, Boy was
about.
A League of Legends player.
Okay.
Although it was funny because in one tournament, I think he renamed himself to Voy Man.
That's very funny.
Which I thought was really funny.
That's very.
I think he's a streamer now. This was years ago.
They're all streamers.
You can 99 decorate a party. Red streamers are flying in the air. Something something. Nina is a band.
Nana.
Nana.
I think it's Nana.
Numa Numa.
It's not Numa Numa.
Damn it.
Hello, salute.
Yell und Hiduk.
All right. Sorry. Subhuman. This movie gave us a lot of energy. And it's weird energy. As you can see. You can stop. Did you just want to get there? All right. You're going to keep going.
Face to face. Okay, I'm good.
Remember when that got fucking sampled for a...
Oh, who was that?
I don't
remember. Rihanna?
I think it was Rihanna.
Fucking right?
And nobody commented on it?
Oh, I did the minute I heard the song.
I know, so did I, but like nobody else was like, oh, that's fucking Numa Numa.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What
producers
the fuck?
Really
snuck it in.
Yeah.
It was a bot.
It was. I mean,
anyway, shit. Subhuman.
Subhuman.
This movie filled us with a lot of weird energy.
Yeah, he passes the torch to Ben.
Here's what I gathered.
By stabbing himself in the eye with a heroin needle.
Right. Here's what I gathered for the actual plot of that scene.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Martin worked for a conglomeration of all the churches.
Yep.
Every religion.
Yep.
They all knew about vampires and were keeping it under control, and there were at least 12...
Of these hunters.
Of hunters like him. And he was like, I give you a shelf life of 2 years, just like me. And he says shelf life a lot.
Yes.
In the film. That's why it's called that.
Mm.
On the IMDb page.
Yes.
But and it's a better title than Subhuman.
It is a better title than Subhuman.
Especially since the monsters are vampires, which traditionally think of themselves as higher than humans.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they exterminate humans like cattle.
You call them demi-humans or...
Well, I mean, you would call them like... Well, Demi's like half, right? So it'd be like...
Oh, that's true. Like a half-elf would be a demi-human.
Right. So it would be like...
Well, there's a term I know that some RPGs use for like...
Like human plus?
Not even human plus, like human adjacent.
I mean, humanoid. Neil Breen. I knew he was a vampire the whole time.
No, it's some other term.
It's going to bother you.
It is, but it's fine.
But yeah, so he passes the torch.
Human plus, yeah, we can call it that. Human S.
Well, that's just a...
They're just iPhones.
Yeah. It's got four cameras on the back.
The fuck?
How did that get there?
Oh, I got a huge camera bump.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Flash went off.
What if your farts were photoluminescent?
I think I would probably never stop farting.
Whenever someone farted, it was like a lightning.
I think that would probably... Okay. No one would ever fart on an elevator.
No one would ever fart at night.
Right.
Especially like... Sorry, the picture in my mind is like this shot of like a late, late night, like 2, 3 a.m. of just a street, like holding on a street, you know, where it's not like... perpendicular to the street. It's like yeah. angled so you can see down the street.
Right.
And like someone's walking across the street, just walking home or something. And then suddenly the whole just wah, like a camera flash.
And they
from
just keep
them.
Walking.
Yeah. And you see like every now and they're like
they do it. A guy like looks at them like, come on.
It's like your ass is full of flash powder. Like
flash
which I
fart.
Think is a new Maroon 5 song.
A flashbang fart is my DBZ move. That's my ultimate move. I use that and then everyone dies.
I can't think of a character who whose name I could make into a fart pun.
Fartza?
Yeah. That's a decent one. A lot of them are close, but I can't fit it. And
yeah,
natural.
The problem is that they're all puns anyway.
Yeah, they're all vegetable puns or food puns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
Broly kind of gives you farts.
Yeah, real nasty ones.
Because he's broccoli.
Right?
Is there a character named Asparagus?
Ah, oh, maybe. Paragus? Is there one named like Paragus or something?
I don't
like
know. I don't watch fucking...
I don't watch Bleach.
I don't watch Naruto.
Boruto.
Oh, yeah. I should have said Boruto. Fuck. Yeah. That would have been a much better joke. Edit you back talking over me. Don't do that. That's a lot of work.
Boruto. Chipotle is known for their burritos.
I get a burrito bowl. I don't like all the carbs.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Like, I'm getting a lot of rice anyway. I want to reduce the carbs by any amount that I can.
That's... That's
TJ
thinking with portals. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of subhuman?
Shit, that's a good question. There was a part where I really liked.
My favorite part is probably every single time any sort of gore happens.
Yes, because the gore is so funny. Oh, it was, I really enjoyed it when, what was his name, Martin? Mm-hmm. Martin was putting the bodies into the bathtub because of how clearly they were floppy dummies.
And like Party City arm.
Like Halloween decorations. Loved it. But also any scene where he's fighting a vampire behind the bar.
Yeah.
I loved those.
There's this one where he's like up against like a... So he's under like their car.
Oh yeah, the two... This is like near the very end, yeah.
And they walk up to the car and he goes, yeah, at their like ankles and cuts off their feet at the ankle. I'm like, that's not... How are these guys superior in any way?
But they got like styrofoam bones.
Like you can cut through their bones?
Yeah.
Like I get you have a kukri... But
like a mall ninja shit.
He did take the feet to use it, though. He is proficient.
That's true. That's true. He's got to be at least level 5.
He's retiring, so he might be level 20.
Oh, wow. He got there quick.
That's a lot of proficiency bonus.
I mean, he did get in a lot of combat.
Well, I mean, he was probably 19 before the movie started.
Mm-hmm.
He's grizzled.
That's true. That's true.
Now, Ben, he's level 1.
Oh, yeah, he's a little baby.
But he's a variant human, so he started with that feat.
Ah, okay.
Hey, did you guys want to have jokes that you can't relate to?
Oh, they might be able to.
Listen somewhere else, because we know our audience.
Yeah.
Dungeons
and Dragons.
Go listen to a golf podcast.
Satan's Game. Golf?
I imagine not a whole lot of our listener base enjoys a lot of golf.
That's true. I mean, other than like Mario Golf.
Yeah, but Mario Golf is not golf. I mean, it kind of is. There's no like power-ups.
That's true.
I guess there are in some of the new ones, but like... Hey, Nintendo, where's our Mario Golf? Right? I shouldn't have to rely on Golf Story.
Yeah. I want me some more... I want another Mario Golf fucking soundtrack. Because the one from Golf 64 is a goddamn
I want Mario Golf Aces.
Oh.
Because Mario Tennis Aces was very good.
Where you could like dive and stop the golf ball from...
I want to have a super move where I just fucking hit a golf ball around the earth and hit Bowser in the back of the head and kill him dead.
Spike it into the hole. You hit it up and...
Yeah, exactly. I want super moves.
Oh. I just want dope-ass mini golf.
Right? Where's that?
Give me some dope-ass Mario mini golf.
Take that.
Take that.
So... He cuts off their feet at the ankle. They fall over, and they're trying to crawl away.
Uh-huh.
He grabs them, throws them in the fucking...
Dumpster.
They climb out, and he goes... Kah! And cuts off their hands and heads in one go.
It's and the blood spewing everywhere.
Is fucking, it's like if Tarantino had a wet dream.
It's like if you taped a blood tube to a wacky, waving, inflatable arm flailing tube.
That's basically what they did. It is not good fake blood.
It's so fun, though.
It's very it's so good. You guys, I recommend Subhuman.
I recommend Subhuman
so hard.
As well. Otherwise known as Shelf Life.
Shelf Life / Subhuman.
I don't know where you can find it, honestly.
I have no idea. Our house now. Or your house now.
In the middle of the street.
I shouldn't say our. That's
our
weird.
House.
I live here now.
In the middle of our house.
Our house. Yeah, I like that video when Gangrumps did it, too.
In the middle of our house, there was, oh my god.
What?
Sorry, there were two other movies called Subhuman or The Subhuman, one in 2016, one in 2010.
That doesn't surprise me. It's a title that begs for movie.
This got a 3.9 on IMDb.
Yes. Which is low.
Low.
This is right in our range, though.
The review by Trash Gang says 5 stars, good story, too much talking.
Wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Gore 2 out of 5, nudity 0 out of 5, effects 2 out of 5, story 3 out of 5, comedy 0 out of 5.
Okay, no. Absolutely not. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. This movie is fucking hilarious.
Is this on Netflix?
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. They mentioned Netflix.
Hold on. Let's find it.
Yeah, go for it. Subhuman.
Are you looking?
I'm looking on Amazon. Riveting content. There is Snow Beast.
Not Albhuman.
I want Shelf Life.
Not Albhuman.
That is a movie about a convenience store.
No.
It's not on Amazon.
Let's try Shelf.
Sorry, we're trying to see if you guys, Life. If you out there, you shoppers.
No, but you can watch Schitt's Creek.
You're talking about Schitt's Creek a lot.
I'm liking it. I like watching rich people suffer.
Let's see. Subhuman.
But if a rich person movie. Wants to sponsor our show, I will actively talk about you not suffering.
Okay, there's the trailer.
What are you looking at?
Subhuman movie.
YouTube?
On YouTube. Let's see. Shelf Life movie. Shelf.
I really hope.
Life movie.
I really hope this is on there some on the internet somewhere already.
That's definitely not it.
But given the utter lack of information on IMDb, I doubt it.
Yeah, I can't find it. That stinks. God.
I wonder who owns the rights.
I know. At this point, I have no idea. We need to call up, who's the director? Mark Tuitt.
We gotta call him up.
Just be like, yo, dog.
Hey.
Put it on YouTube.
Put it somewhere.
Somewhere. Vimeo, I don't care.
Wherever you want.
Daily Motion?
Probably not there.
Streamable?
Kiss Anime?
Pornhub? I don't give a shit.
Put it somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll throw a link to it.
Hell yeah.
Probably not the Pornhub one.
Yeah, probably not.
Who knows?
Depends on the sponsor.
Yeah, Pornhub, if you want to sponsor us.
Hey! AdamandEve.com?
Whatever.
I don't know how we'd be able to...
I'll sell it to anybody.
I mean...
Almost anybody.
Almost.
I have some standards, all right? McDonald's, no.
No, okay.
Throwing that out there.
Gotcha.
If McDonald's wants me to do an ad read for them, they have to make me one promise.
Okay. That you don't have to say, I'm loving it?
They have to tell me where they keep the McRib vault.
Is that the plot of Borderlands?
That is almost exactly the plot of Borderlands.
Got it. Because you know the arch in the Borderlands vault logo is just half of the McDonald's logo.
My God. If you put Borderlands next to Borderlands 2, you get McDonald's. Does it have the arch there too also? No?
Yeah. I mean, they all use the same logo.
You get the arch.
It's just a Vault Hunter.
And if you put the third one on there, you get McDonald's. You get...
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to say... I'm trying to pronounce mnemonic with the M.
Oh.
But like...
Be-da-biddy-bo.
TJ?
Yep.
Have we said all that we can say about Subhuman?
I think so. I highly enjoy it. Would be a fun Halloween movie. I don't know why.
Well, it's ostensibly a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's got gore. It's got vampires.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a general purpose one, right? This one's main event material.
Yes.
I feel.
Yeah. If you're doing like bad horror, like, and I don't mean, and by bad, I don't mean like bad. I mean like
I could see
schlocky.
I could see a bad movie night of like fucking Boa Subhuman.
Oh, dude, that's a 1-2 punch, bro.
Like, I don't know what order I would put those in.
I know. I would put Subhuman second, personally.
Right?
Because Boa, you can follow the dialogue. It's a little simpler.
Counterpoint, you're going to be trashed out of your mind by the second movie.
Exactly, and I think that would help with Subhuman.
No, but like, part of my...
Oh, I'd make it like impossible to follow, that's true.
Part of the reason why I like Subhuman is that he's always fucking talking like he's in a Shakespeare movie. But he's saying the word, like, the dumbest shit.
That's a good point. Yeah, maybe you put Boa second because it's easier to follow.
Because it's simpler. It's got Dean Cain, and you can constantly forget that it's got Dean Cain.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I was watching a VOD of the Video Game Awards because I'm a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this fucking ad for, like, they're making a second Ark survival evolved game.
Okay, the dinosaur one?
They're making a 2.
Okay.
And the trailer has Vin Diesel.
Oh my god, they got Vin Diesel?
And like, Vin Diesel?
How the fuck?
What are you doing here?
Wait, is one of your kids big into Ark?
Probably.
Yeah, that's honestly, how I'd do it for him.
Well, and it's like, it's his face and voice.
That's impressive.
But like, animated.
Wow.
And I'm like,
is he a character in the game?
I don't know. Because as far as I know, Ark doesn't have a plot, right? It's just Minecraft.
I have no clue, yeah.
It's just Minecraft, but there's dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Right?
Not as QB, but yeah.
I've never played it.
Neither have I.
I've heard tale that it runs pretty poorly. Maybe that's why they're making a two.
According to my roommate, they're making a two? They haven't finished one.
That's a good way to put it, honestly.
Hey, excuse me? And they're making an animated series?
Of Ark?
Yeah.
When the fuck did this become a franchise?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Apparently it's seen a brief resurgence.
That's wild.
It apparently made buku, like, dollars.
I think it was popular.
Because streamers were all over it.
Mm-hmm. They tried to make that, like, second game on, like, the Ark engine, and that flopped because people realized it was literally just Ark.
Sure.
Because there was a menu that was hidden in the game that was Ark's options menu. Oh.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I don't remember the name of that one. It was like a reskin.
Krah.
Different theme. Krah. Rack.
Oh. Survival unvolved.
Evival survolved.
That's a main menu that's having a stroke.
Yes. Are you gonna stoptions or are you gonna arts?
Art?
Just shows a picture.
I don't know what I expect.
What's stoptions? Stop sign appears. Well.
And there's options like under it.
It's got all the like stop signs from around the world. It's like, choose your stop sign.
Oh.
These are my stoptions.
That seems like a good like early video game programming like.
Like your hello world.
Test.
Yeah, like making sure that the menu engine works.
Stoptions.
Right, stoptions. All right, check your stoptions. What about Hedits and Krelp?
Krelp? Is that help?
Help and credits.
Help. Credits.
Don't dead open inside.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
They are good.
There was one for Smash Burger where, like, it was completely fucking incomprehensible. We tried to read it like English.
Yeah.
It was like, burgers, nice, good, fun, stuff like that, right?
Burger.
But like if you read it like, oh, you just read the white words and then the gray words and then the red words.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
I'm like, ah.
So unnatural.
Graphic design is my passion.
Watch Subhuman.
Dude, just watch it.
Just find it, watch it. Help the whelp groups.
Yeah, man. Is it weird that when we like a movie, it's harder for me to talk about it?
No. Because we're the type that, at least for me...
We're nitpicky assholes.
Yeah, and at least for me, like... I figured this out in college.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm passionately angry at something... The words come so easy.
Yeah, it's easier to articulate.
Yeah. Because, like, a friend of mine in college, like, I was ranting about something, and she's like, you're really good at that. I'm like, what? She's like, ranting. I'm like, okay.
And that's when you became a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's when I became a YouTuber here on podcast.
Yeah, I find that that's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for me to sell someone on something that I like.
Yeah.
Because it clicks with me.
Yeah, it's like, with a lot of things I like, it's hard to articulate because it's just like, yeah, you're right. It just like clicks with you and understand.
Hades was my game of the year for 2020.
It's a fucking good game.
I love
that
game. If I tried to get you to play it, I would never be able to convince you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, oh, it's got Greek gods and the combat is really combat. And
the combat is really combat.
Dialogue and it's just so good.
There are graphics in it.
It's got giraffics.
Big necks.
It's got full motion video as opposed to video that is in full motion. It doesn't actually.
No.
There's no full motion.
Amazing voice acting.
Great voice acting. Great music.
It's Supergiant.
Supergiant Games.
They've set themselves up for massive disappointment.
Oh, like, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait until they make a huge dud.
Not to shit on the Supergiant Parade, but like they have been so consistently good.
Right.
That I'm like, they cannot be that consistent.
It's kind of like Bethesda, right?
Yes.
They were hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, huh. Guess they are
It's fallible. Like being attacked by a thawing fish.
And they got like, right.
Hit.
And suddenly you start to smell it.
Yeah, and then it gets floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Microsoft buys you.
And who knows what the fuck is going to happen now?
I don't know. I know...
they bought Bethany Esda. I can't believe it.
Bethany. I played a little bit of Sea of Thieves, which
Isn't
I know...
Rare?
What? Yes, Rare and Microsoft.
Well, I mean, Rare's owned by Microsoft.
Yes. And initially, like when the game first came out, what, like 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Was sort of disappointing, very thin on content.
Sure.
But
it's an open world multiplayer game.
Yeah, and I really like their model. And at this point, it's very fun. Like, it's not complex, it's not deep or anything, but it's just super enjoyable, super immersive.
I think if it was entirely third person, I'd be into it, but I can't do the first person.
Yeah.
Not with the ocean.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, there are moments where I'm like, who?
Like, I've watched people play it, and I'm like, I can't watch this for too long.
Yeah, who?
Especially since I'm not in control of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That fucks me
really,
up.
Really throws your equilibrium
like,
off.
Like, first-person shooters, I can't watch. Oh, I thought you were doing Triple Triad for some reason.
I don't even know that song.
It's that.
Oh. The only Final Fantasy I have is...
Woo! Kind of. That's the best song in Final Fantasy VIII.
Damn.
You can tell because they use it over and over. That turned into something different. Yeah, that turned into that. If you were playing an RPG and started like... And you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's getting...
Damn it!
I'm fighting the clown boss.
It just turns into fucking... The Entertainer. What we're not.
Golly.
What's your favorite Abbott and Costello bit? And why is it who's on first? Because that's the only one you know.
Because it's the only one I know.
Who's on first? That bit makes me laugh every single time.
It's good.
I know the joke and it's very good.
Right?
The frustration
and the linguistic prowess.
Right. Because they're not speaking like super eloquently.
No, but they're speaking quickly, naturally.
And the acting, so good.
Yes.
Like, I buy that he's getting frustrated. Like, no, who's on first? Yes. Who? Yes.
Who?
Precisely.
It's like a like Dark Helmet. Man, part of me feels like this episode...
It went a lot of different ways.
A lot like some of the movies we've watched before. Felt like it ended 15 minutes ago.
I mean, we can cut whenever.
That's true.
I've given us plenty of jokes to end on.
That's true.
You can just end whenever the fuck you want.